From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Cows don't usually eat seaweed, but as Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, a new project is showing signs that when animals do, they burp smaller amounts of greenhouse gases.
Most cows on the UC Davis dairy are fed the usual mixture of ingredients like alfalfa and corn. But twice a day, a special set of a dozen cows are given the same feed, only mixed with a small dose of crushed seaweed and molasses to sweeten the salty mix. Hermes Cabrab is the professor on the only project in the world feeding cows seaweed.
They are belching less. What we see so far is just a dramatic reduction. In fact, I asked my graduate student, make sure these numbers are real.
They're burping about 30% less methane. This could be a big deal for California dairy farmers and other producers that are required to cut methane emissions by 40% by 2030. They're getting these results by measuring the cow's breath. Four times a day, a contraption drops cow cookies for them to eat. As the cows snack, the machine measures just how much methane they breathe out. Brianna Roque is a PhD student running the daily operation.
We're feeding doses between 0.5% and 1%, and it's proving to be as effective as the 2-5% in lab. That's really exciting to see this seaweed actually working more effectively within the animal than in a controlled lab environment.
She says even though the project is only a month and a half in, the results are showing huge promise. The team will publish preliminary findings in June. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
It'll be another couple months before California lawmakers pass the bulk of the year's legislation, but so far, Governor Jerry Brown has approved 13 new laws. Much of those laws are minor technical changes, but Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports several measures are more significant.
Most of the laws that have passed are urgency measures, meaning they take effect immediately, either to tweak an existing law or often because of some prominent in-the-moment issue. Those include new whistleblower protections for Capitol staff after the emergence of the Me Too movement, new inspection requirements for dams after fears of a collapse at Oroville Dam last year, and limits on when attorneys can reveal an undocumented immigrant's status in court, the latest protection for undocumented immigrants after President Trump's election. At the State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.